Today's shiur Masech Tichu and Daf Ayin Ches, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Ches on an Aleph and our new parak of Ois Vespinoi. We know that the Torah teaches us V'shor Oiseh Ois Vespinoi L'Sishchatu B'Yamechot, that one may not shech an animal and its offspring on the same day. Why this parak comes after the previous parak, which we discussed the halachas of Behemah and Makasha? But first, I'll explain. Because as we recall, when we learned the previous parak, the Gemara taught us that even though a ben pekua, an uber found in its mother's womb, we can rely on the shechit of the mother that the animal is kosher. But said Ramei, if it's a ben teschai, if it's a full-term uber, then we can't rely anymore on its mother's shechita. It's considered an independent animal. And the Gemara said, to the degree it's so independent that the rule of Oisav Espinoi would apply. And therefore, our Mishnah, our Perek, continues discussing the subject of Oisav Espinoi. Of course, all rules said in the Torah, all halachas said in the Torah, we don't necessarily know the reason, nor even need to know the reason why those rules are in place. It is our obligation to follow what the Torah says. However, the Rishonim do suggest a number of reasons for the halacha of Oisav Espinoi. Many Rishonim d'chinuch explain that the reason for Oisav Espinoi is because it represents rachmanus, that one shouldn't be so cruel as to kill a mother and its child on the very same day. And the Torah is here trying to teach us the importance of rachmanus. Other Rishonim say that it falls into the category of Tzar Baal Chayim, an animal whose mother has just been killed, or a mother whose child has just been killed, has already suffered enough trauma, and now to have it also be killed itself is just a lack of proper concern for Tzar Baal Chayim. Others explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us and also the animals to the world to populate the world. And if we kill Oisav Espinoi, mother and its child on the same day, then it's just the opposite of the purpose of the creation of the world, which was to continue generations, not to eradicate generations. But no matter what the reason is, as we said, the Torah HaKadosh teaches us Oisav Espinoi, a mother and his child may not be slaughtered on the same day. As we will learn, the din of Oisav Espinoi makes no difference if it's the child and then the mother, or the mother and then the child. The person who does the shechita of the second animal violates this law and is chayiv malchus for the violation of this law. Furthermore, the person to be over the lav does not have to shecht both animals. Rather, even if one person shechts the first animal, the mother or the child, and then the second person just shechts the second animal, he has already violated the isser of Oisav Espinoi. So begins our Mishnah, Oisav Espinoi. The halacha of Oisav Espinoi noig is applicable bein be'aretz bein b'chutzlaretz, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and as the Rishonim, of course, all point out, why would we think otherwise? Why would we think that the halacha of Oisav Espinoi should not apply in Chutz La'aretz? Only mitzvahs are tluyos for Oretz. Only such mitzvahs that have a connected to the land are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. Oisav Espinoi is with animals, so why would we think differently? So the Mefarshim respond that indeed there is no purpose to say it here, just as we're going to learn in Gemara soon, that there is a reason to teach us the halacha of Chulin u'Mekdashim, which we're about to learn in a moment. Therefore, the Mishnah continues and says, Baretz u'Chutz La'aretz, even though there is no chiddush in those words. Others say that we're beginning now a series of parakim, Oisav Espinoi and Kisui Hadam, and other halachas, where there it is necessary to say that the halacha applies bein ba'aretz and bein b'chutz la'aretz. Therefore, in order for the Mishnayos to have similar wording, as we've said so many times in our shurim, they learned the Mishnayos Tarash Lapeh, and it's easier to memorize Mishnayos when their wording is similar. So again, says the Mishnah, Ois v'espanoi noig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayis v'shlev b'nei f'nei abayis, whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not, b'v'chulin u'm'mikdashim. And it applies both by chulin and by kachin. Another word of introduction. As we have learned in Masechet Zvachim and Masechet Menachos, the Torah teaches us that kachin, animals that are designated as kachin, may not be slaughtered b'chutz, may not be slaughtered outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There's an issa lav, an issa deraisa of a lav, if somebody does shecht such an animal b'chutz. There's a machloikis, it's certainly a chiv karis. In our Mishnah we'll see that there's a chiv karis and that there's a chiv malchus. There's a discussion how to understand that. Is it to be understood that there's both a chiv karis and a chiv malchus? Is it to be understood that there is a, that if he was warned that he gets malchus, that for doing this avera you'll get malchus, there's a chiyuv malchus. If he was warned that he'll get karis, he gets karis. Or do we understand that if malchus is given, then he's absolved from the karis, otherwise there's a chiyuv karis. But certainly there's an isser of kachim b'chutz. There's another isser, which is chulin v'azara. One may not bring a carbon which is chulin into the azara. That, however, that aveira is certainly not as significant as the aveira of kachim b'chutz. It certainly doesn't carry with it a punishment. It's actually a machloikis if it is an issa d'oraisa. There are some opinions that hold it's only an issa d'rabbanan. Others' opinion hold that it's certainly an issa d'oraisa, but it's a lav haba mechlal asei. And we know the rule is that a lav haba mechlal asei is considered like an assay for which there is no malchus. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad. The Mishnah gives a number of scenarios of the ois v'espanoi situation. Hashaychet es ois v'espanoi. If somebody says ois v'espanoi, chulin b'chutz, they're both chulin that were slaughtered outside the Beis HaMikdash, shneim k'sherim, both animals are fit for eating, v'sheni, the person who shechted the second animal, Soifikas Haboyim will get Malchus for violating the lav of Oysa Vespinoi. So the Mepharshim point out, what is the wording Soifikas Haboyim? When the Mishnah says somebody gets Malchus, why does the Mishnah use the word Soifik? Yep. So I saw Tupshatim. One pshat Soifik is from the word Sfug, a sponge. And just like a sponge we know is used to clean, so too the person, when he receives Malchus for the Aveira that he did, is cleansed from whatever Aveira he has violated. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is the word Soifig actually means to absorb. And a person who gets Malchus absorbs those Malchus. What does it mean that he absorbs those Malchus? Those Malchus are not, the purpose of Malchus is not just to give the person a punishment. You did an Aveira, we're going to give you, and the Torah says you should get Malchus. Rather, the purpose of the Malchus is that the lesson of the Malchus should be absorbed by this person, never to do the Aveira again. And that's why the Mishnah uses the word Seifik. Rashi says that actually in this din, there's no Chiddush. Of course, the person did the Aveira, but that doesn't make the animal non-kosher, and therefore the halacha that the Mishnah says shneim k'sherim does not necessarily represent a chiddush. Tosfos disagrees. The Tosfos says, as we know, the pasuk says lo soichel kol ta'eva, and anything that involves an aveira is considered to'eva, and therefore the person who did violate the aveira of Oysos Benoi perhaps should indeed not be allowed to eat that carbon,
why is the halacha that that carbon, that that animal may be eaten? So Taisha says, as we're going to learn later, the perek, because the Gemara teaches us that only for karbonis is a carbon which is oisavus benoi disqualified. Clearly an indication that in all other situations, it's not considered an aveira for which there would be, make the animal not kosher. The Kivega takes a different approach. Kivega says that we know, and we've mentioned this concept many times, based on a Gemara Masech, the Temura, that the Gemara has an opinion that says there, Kam nilsa da om rachmana loy savid, anything that the Torah says, one may not do. He offered, if he did in fact do it, Lanahani, his act is invalid. And therefore, here, since the Torah says that one should not shech this animal, because there's a veira of oisavus benoi, we would think that if one did shech the animal, the rule of kol nosa d'amar rachmanu and savid, he offered Lanahani, should apply, and that the animal should not be allowed to be eaten. We need our Mishnah to teach us that that is not the case, that even though he did the aveira of oisavus benoi, even though he's going to get malchus for having done that aveira, the animal still remains kosher. But ask the Mefarshim, indeed why? If we just said that this should fall into the category of kol mitzvah d'omer achmanu wa savid, the ovid wa mahani, then maybe indeed it should not be allowed to be eaten, this animal. So I saw a number of answers. One answer the Prima Gaudim suggests is exactly based on what Tosfos says. Since we see, as the Gemara is going to teach us later, that specifically by karbonos, a carbon that's oisavus benoi may not be eaten, what the Torah is teaching us is that here, the rule of kol mitzvah d'omer achmanu loy savid yovid loy mahani does not apply, and if you ate that, and if you and you may eat the second animal. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that there are two types of aveiros. There's one aveira where the act itself is an aveira. And sometimes the aveira is not because of the act itself, but rather because of the circumstances. And this oisavus benoi is a perfect example. The act itself of shechita, there's nothing wrong with the aveira, nothing wrong with the shechita. It's the circumstances that today the mother, or vice versa, was slaughtered, and the Torah says that they both may not be slaughtered on the same day. Where it's not the aveira itself, it's only the circumstances around it, the day that something happens, there we don't say, Kom Musadam Rachmanu wa Savi Adalai Mahani. And that's why the halacha is similar, that if somebody shechs an animal and does a proper shechita on Shabbos, the animal is not considered non-kosher. Again, because the shechita is a valid shechita. It's just the circumstances around the shechita that the shechita was done on Shabbos. It's not like a shechita that was done improperly. A third shot that I saw, why we don't say over here, Kamal Saddam Rahman alayhi Savri al-Azadloy Mahani, is because although the person who shechted the first animal certainly did not do any aveira, he was allowed to shecht the first aveira, the aveira could not have taken place if not for the shechita of the first animal. And we're learning here that in order for the aveira, in order for the concept of kol nosa d'amar rachmanu loy savid yovid loy mahani to apply, it has to be that the aveira was done purely by the person who perpetrated the aveira. If for him to have done the aveira, it also involves another person, like in our case, it involves the person who did the first shechita, we don't say kol nosa d'amar rachmanu loy savid yovid loy mahani. However, the Hilchos Gedolos does say that if somebody does shecht an animal and being oivid aveir of oisus benoi, he should not eat the animal that day. And there's a machlokes, number of machlokes in how to understand this Hilchos Gedolos. Some say that the Hilchos Gedolos are saying, because to a degree, the issue of kol toeva, that this is something which represents a toeva, has been violated, and therefore the animal shouldn't be eaten that day. Others say that it's because of a knas. That's most Mefarshim say. It's a punishment. You did the wrong thing. You were over the aveir of oisavus benoi, and therefore that animal
you should not eat that day. What's the nafkamina between the two approaches? What would be if the person slaughtered the second animal for shagig? He didn't know he was doing something wrong, or he didn't know that the mother was previously slaughtered that day. If we say that it falls into the category of like soichel kol ta'eva, it wouldn't make a difference. If it's a knas, it's a punishment, only somebody who did an avera b'mezid is deserving of a punishment, not someone who did an avera b'shagig. Furthermore, there's an interesting machloikis achroinim. The Tfuah Shor says that this second animal that was slaughtered may not be eaten by anyone. Not only the shaykhid who did the avera, but anyone may not eat the second animal. The Shach disagrees, and the Shach says that it only may not be eaten by the person who shechted it. He did the avera, but not somebody else. So that's the first case. Now the next case in Mishnah. Kachim b'chutz. If the animals that were slaughtered were kachim b'chutz. So the Rishon is chayef karis. Because as we said, if somebody shechts kachim b'chutz, he's chayef karis. The second one will not be chayef karis. It's kachim b'chutz. So the explanation is, there's only a chayef karis for kachim b'chutz if the animal slaughtered is a proper shechita. But since it could have been slaughtered bifnim, but since this animal, once its mother was already slaughtered, could not have been slaughtered bifnim, when you cannot have slaughtered this animal bifnim, there is no chiyuv for kachim b'chutz. So the region is chayev karis, the shneim b'oslim, the both animals are disqualified because of kachim b'chutz. The shneim soifkim esaboyim, both get malchus. The first one gets malchus for kachim b'chutz, and the second one you get malchus for oisav espanoi. Chulin b'fnim, if both of them were chulin, they were slaughtered b'fnim. Shneim psulim, because as we said before, you may not bring chulin b'fnim, but there is no chiv oinish, there is no punishment for bringing chulin b'fnim. But the sheni, the second one, will soifkim esaboyim, will get malchus for violating oisav espanoi. Kachim b'fnim, if both of them were kachim, so the rishon kasher pater, the first one is perfectly fine. They were brought inside. The sheni, soifek saboyim, he gets malchus for oisav espanoi, and it becomes posel. It becomes posel because any animal that may not be slaughtered, we said before today, is cost posel for carbon. Chulin kachim b'chutz. If the first animal was chulin, the second animal was kachim, and they were both brought b'chutz, so the reason the first animal is perfectly fine. Kashur potter. The sheni, the second animal, which is kachim b'chutz, soifik saboyim for oisav espanoi, and it's posel because he brought it b'chutz and becomes disqualified. But he doesn't get malchus for kachim b'chutz because this again is an animal that could not have been brought as a carbon. Kachim b'chulin b'chutz. If the first animal is kachim, the second animal is chulin, he brought them b'chutz. The rishon is chayef kareis for kachim b'chutz, and the animal becomes posel having brought it b'chutz. V'sheni, the second animal is kosher. V'shneim soifkim esaboyim. The first one gets malchus for kachim b'chutz, and the second one gets malchus because of oisav espanoi. Chulin v'kachim b'fnim. If the two animals, the first one was chulin, the second one was kachim, they were brought b'fnim. Shneim psulim, the both is qualified. Chulim because it was brought to Fnim, and the second animal because it's Mechus's man of Oisav Espanoi. The Sheni, Soifik Saboim for Oisav Espanoi. Kachim Chulim Befnim. The first animal was Kachim, the second animal was Chulim, they were Befnim. Harishin, the first one is Kachim Potter, is perfectly fine. The Sheni, Soifik Saboim, he gets Malchus for Oisav Espanoi, and the animal is posel because he wasn't allowed to bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. Chulin b'chutz b'fnim. Both animals were chulin, the first one b'chutz and the second one b'fnim. Harishin is kashru potter. V'sheni soifik saboyim v'oisa v'espanoi. And it's posel because he brought chulin into the Azara, but there is no malchus for chulin in the Azara. Kachim b'chutz b'fnim. Both animals are kachim. The first one was brought b'chutz and the second one b'fnim. The Rishon is chayef karis because of kachim b'chutz. B'shneim Saifnos Saboim, the first one for Kachin B'chutz, and the second one for Oisvus B'noi. B'shneim Psulim, the first one because it was Kachin B'chutz, and the second one because it's a Mechusser Zman. Chulim B'fenim B'chutz, both animals were Chulim, the first one was brought B'fenim, the second one went B'chutz. Harishin Pasul, because of Chulim B'fenim U'Pater, because as we've been learning, there is no punishment for bringing Chulim B'fenim. V'sheini Soivik Saboim, for Oisiv Es B'noi, for Kasher, because Chulim B'chutz, there is no, the only issue is Oisiv Es B'noi, and Oisiv Es B'noi, we said, may be eaten. Kachin B'fenim U'Chutz, both of the animals were Kachin. The Grishin Kasher U'Pater, the first one is perfectly fine. V'sheini Soivik Es Saboim, he gets Malkus for Oisiv Es B'noi, it's possible it's disqualified, but there is no punishment for Kachin B'chutz, because it was an animal that could not have been brought as a carbon, because its mother was previously brought, and any carbon that cannot be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiv of Kachin B'chutz. Actually, the Rishonim point out that the Mishnah could have mentioned another case, the case of one animal was Chulin, one animal was Kachin, and the first one was slaughtered B'fnim, and the second one was slaughtered B'chutz. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention this case as well? So most Rishonim say because the Mishnah isn't exploring every possible case that we could come up with. The Meiri has an interesting approach. He says that in all the various cases that the Mishnah mentioned, there always is some common denominator between both of the animals. Either they're both Chulin, or they're both Kachim, or both are B'chutz, or both are B'fnim. But when there's absolutely no common denominator, the case that I just identified, one is Chulin, and one is Kachim, and one is B'fnim, and one B'chutz, there's absolutely no common denominator, there the Mishnah doesn't mention that type of a case. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and we're going to explain the Gemara as Tosfos helps us understand the Gemara. Menayin l'Oisiv Es B'noi, Shnoi B'Mikdashim. How do we know that Oisiv Es B'noi applies by Kachim? Why would we think that it doesn't apply by Kachim? So Tosfos says, as the Gemara will show us in fact, because we look in the Pesukim, first the Pasuk says in the Yikra Chav Beis Chav Zayin, Shorei Chesav Ha'ez Ki Yivaleid, V'ho Yeshivas Yom Takas Imoi, U'miyom Yashmini V'ho Yirot L'Kamal Ish L'Hashem. That it teaches us the halakha that an animal until it's 8 days old may not be brought as a carbon. The next Pasuk says, V'shar Aseh, Oisiv Es B'noi L'Shishkatu B'yom Echad. That's the din that we've been learning of Oisiv Es B'noi. Now, if the din of Oisiv Es B'noi were to apply by Kachim, why does the Torah have to again say V'shar Aseh? That seems to indicate, according to Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara, that the din of Oisiv Es B'noi perhaps does not apply by Kachim, and that's why the Gemara seeks a source to teach us that it does. That's how Tosfos explains. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban's approach is because since this is a shechita that's en eruya, as we learned, if somebody did Oisiv Es B'noi, the shechita is not a valid shechita, and therefore shechita she en eruya by Kachim is not considered a valid shechita, and therefore we would think that it doesn't apply by Kachim. Tamav Loma, Shor V'Kesav Ois Ki Yivalei, which is a halacha regarding Kachim. And the next Pasuk teaches of Shor Ois Ves B'noi L'Shashchata B'yom Echad, which is the halacha of Ois Ves B'noi. Since these two halachas are next to each other, Limar Ois Ves B'noi Shnayim Mekdashim, that's how we know it applies by Kachim as well. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're learning, maybe we should say just the opposite. Ve'im Mekdashim in, that it only applies by Kachim, B'chulin Loi, not by Chulin, answers the Gemara. If that were the case, as we said, the Torah should not have begun the parasha of Oisiv Es B'noi with the words V'shar Oiseh. The previous parasha already began with those words. That seems to teach us that it applies by Chulin. So now, says the Gemara, Ve'imus, so perhaps B'chulin in, the din of Oisiv Es B'noi only applies by Chulin, B'mekdosh M'loi, and not by Kachim, answers the Gemara. K'siv V'shar, the Torah, as it begins this parasha of Oisiv Es B'noi, says the word Vishar. Since it begins with that extra Vav Maisav Elyon Rishon comes to connect, and therefore we learn it applies both by Chulin and by Kachim. So ask the Gemara, if we have clearly learned that there's a connection between Oisiv Es B'noi and Kachim, Why don't we say, Ima kotchim kloim loy, just like by kotchim, you can't bring a hybrid for carbon, af ois ves benoy, the halach of ois ves benoy, kloim loy, should not apply by kloim. And we know that that isn't true. Allah matanya, we learned in a braisa, that ois ves benoy is noyig, does apply by kloim and koi. As Tosfos, if we're trying to say that the halacha of ois ves benoy is connected to kachim, so then we ought to say that maybe only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, that's when the halacha of ois ves benoy is applicable. But when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing and there's no kachim, there should be no ois ves benoy halacha. Answers Tosfos that kachim really still do apply. When we say that there's no kachim nowadays because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, that's only because we don't have a physical Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon. But the concept of kachim remains forever. Furthermore, asked the Mefarshim, if the Gemara is suggesting that we connect the halacha of ois ves benoy to kachim, so then the halacha perhaps ought to be, the Gemara should not have just asked about klayim. We know that an animal which is a balmum, an animal which is a treifa, an animal which is a yotzi doifim, are all disqualified to be brought as a carbon. And therefore the Gemara perhaps should have asked that the halacha is that cut the din of ois ves benoy doesn't apply to all those types of animals. Answer the Mefarshim, there's a very fundamental difference between klayim and those animals. Those animals are kosher species, 100% kosher animals that can be brought as a carbon. Just there's a specific issue with this specific animal, but they're from the family of animals that can be brought as a carbon. Whereas klayim is completely excluded. It's a type of an animal that cannot be brought as a carbon under any circumstances. And therefore the Gemara suggests that so too should be the halacha regarding ois ves benoy. And the Gemara asks another question. The Torah, when it says the halacha of ois ves benoy, as we've read the pasuk, begins with the words of sharoi seh. The Torah used the word seksiv. Vama Rav, and Rav says, zeh bnei af. The Torah says, vesa behema shetoichlu shor sech sovim se'izim. And that's somewhat of a difficult pasuk. Why does the Torah say sech sovim se'izim? Sovim are lambs, izim are goats. They're both in the family of seh. So why does the Torah say sech sovim v'se'izim? To teach us, kol makom shenem seh, wherever the Torah says the word seh, en elohotzi es a klayim, to say that klayim cannot be used. Seh means a pure seh. And therefore, if a lamb and a goat were put together, it would be possible. So here too, the Torah used the word seh. Isn't that an indication that it means, isn't that clearly indication that seh, that klayim should not have the din of ois ves benoy? Answers the Gemara, Amakra. The Torah says the word oi, shor oi seh. The word oi l'rabbis is a klayim. And Tosfos makes a very interesting observation. The pasuk says, shor oi chesev o'eiz kivoleid. That's a pasuk by Karbonis. And the Gemara teaches us from the word oi chesev that klayim, you can't bring klayim as a carbon. So the word oi is used to exclude klayim. In our pasuk Gemara, we're using the word oi to include klayim. So it's very difficult. Is oi exclude klayim, or does the oi include klayim? So Tosfos answers that if we win, it depends on the context. That means, in a place where the Torah had not used the word oi, we would have said that klayim are included, so then the word oi comes to exclude them. But if, without the word oi, we would have excluded klayim, then we say the word oi comes to include klayim. So by kachim, where the Torah says chesev o'eis, the chesev and eis are possible to mix together. As I said, they're both from the seh family. So the Torah would probably is teaching us that klayim are included. Come to oi to exclude. Here the Torah says shor seh. You can't put together a shor seh anyway because they have different amount of time that they're pregnant. So therefore, when the Torah says shor seh, must be, so klayim is excluded. If the Torah added the word oi, it comes to include klayim. Interestingly, the Achronim discuss, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that karbonis may not be brought from klayim? Isn't there a halacha that a mitzvah haba b'aveira is disqualified? And that's why, in fact, the Levush says that esrog hamorkev, an esrog that's made up of grafting two different trees, is a pasul esrog, because of mitzvah haba b'aveira. So why do we need this pasuk to teach us this halacha? Based on this, many achronim, in fact, suggest that even though, of course, one may not mix two different types of fruits, nor one may mix two different types of animals, once the animal is created, once the fruit is already created, that fruit is not considered a mitzvah baba avera, that will be the reason you can't use it for a carbon or for esrig, and we need a special limud. That's why in Kabbalah we have the limud of oy. The reason it can't be used by esrig, there are different explanations given by the Achronim. One is because if we now have another min mixed in here, the Torah specifies that we have to have dalim minim. And now if there's a lemon mixed in, we have five minim. Others say just the opposite, it's a chaser. If we have in the esrig mixed in some lemon tree, so it's not a pure esrig, and we're supposed to use a full esrig. In fact, it is a debate amongst the Achronim if one doesn't have any other esrig besides an esrig hamorkev, may he use it, may he not use it. Some achronim are more lenient after the first day of Yom Tov. But again, Al Gemara is saying that oy is l'rabbis as a klayim to teach us that the din of oy sves benoy applies by klayim. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's the purpose of the word oy? Hayoy mi bayle l'chali. Don't we need the word oy to separate shor v'seh? Because if we wouldn't have the word oy sakdat chamina, we would say that you're not chayif oy sves benoy ad shachet shor benoy. The one is not chayif oisves benoy until you brought a shor and its offspring and a ser and its offspring. Kamashon, that's why we need the oy to separate. Answers the Gemara. That we can learn from the word benoy. The Torah, by writing the word benoy, separates it one. You don't have to have two, and therefore oy is left over to teach the din of klein. Ask the Gemara for katmi bar lelechetanya. Even ilu nemesh shavus seu benoy. If the Torah only said shavus seu benoy, we would think hayisi oy me'achi yishchad shavus seu benoy. You have to shech a shor and a se, and then the ben, the offspring of one of them. Otherwise, you're not chay for the avera. That's why Tamawai the Torah has to say shor oy se oy seves benoy. That one pair is you already over the avera. My laugh. And how do we come to that conclusion? So we need the oil for that purpose, not to teach us the halacha of klayim. And Sigmar loy, that is learned from the word oisai. To teach us, oisai is also a singular. To teach us oisav espinoi, one pair, you're ready chayiv for oisav espinoi. Ask the Gemara, hanichl rabbon de miyatale oisai. According to rabbon, the word oisai is indeed available for this limud. El loy chananya. We're going to soon learn the machlokes rabbon and chananya. The loy miyatalei oisai, that the word oisai is not available for this limud. We're back to where we started. Lachalei, menolei. How would we know that you chay for each pair separately? Don't we need the word oy to teach us that? And therefore the word oy is no longer available to teach us the halacha of klayim. Answers the Gemara, lachalei leitzarek kro. To separate shor v'seh, I don't need a pasuk. Why? Could the savlek Rav Yonasan. Chananya, who uses the word oisai for a different purpose, you doesn't need oy to teach us lechalik. The Tanya, the pasuk says, ki ish ish ashikalos avivus imoy mois yumos aviv imay kilel damabar. The Torah teaches us about the terrible avera of cursing a parent. Only el aviv imoy. So begins the brayse. I would think only if you curse both parents. Aviv shlei imoy, v'imay shlei aviv. How do you know if you curse a father alone or a mother alone? Minayin that you over this avera. Tamloimer aviv imay kilel, aviv kimilel imay kilel. Divrei Rebbeisha. Rebbeisha explains. The Torah says ki ish ish ashi yikalos avives imoy. So here the Torah has the word yikalel next to aviv, and then the pasuk contains mois yumos aviv imay kilel. That the word kilel is next to the imoy. So here you see that yichayif occurs the father alone or the mother alone. Rabbi Yonah Saima, I won't need a pasuk to teach that. Mashma shneim ke'echot, mashma echot b'fnei atzmai. Whenever the Torah uses this kind of wording, it means either both together or one by itself. Unless, atchi yifrit l'kos yachtov. Unless the Torah says the word yachtov, as it does by klayim, where the Torah says, lo sachroish b'shar u'b'chamar yachtov. Unless the Torah says that yachtov, this is the way Rashi explains, then otherwise it means either or. Here too, if the Torah would have said Shabbos Seh, according to Rabbi Yonasan, it means either or. So the oy is superfluous. Chananya agrees with Rabbi Yonasan's approach, and therefore the oy could come to teach us the halacha of klein. The Mefarshim point out that according to Rabbi Yishya, unless the Torah specifies either or, it means both. Not in all circumstances will Rabbi Yishya say that. They give two examples. The Torah says, certainly Rabbi Yishya doesn't say that the person has to have both defects to be prohibited. Why? Because they explain. Rabbi Yishya understands that the reason these people may not enter the Kal Hashem is because their inability to have children, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. One defect already is the same. Similarly, the Torah says, Lo Savi Esten Zayna O Mecher Kelev Beis Hashem Lekecha. Doesn't mean that you have to have both. Either one. Again, because these things are disgusting and they don't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that unless the Torah says Yachdav, it means either or, explain the Paiskim, that isn't in all cases. The Mefarshim and the Paiskim, that isn't in all cases. Certainly when the Torah tells us to do a mitzvah, for example, if the Torah tells us to take Dalet Minim, where the Torah tells us that the tefillin should have four parshiyos, where the Torah tells us to do a mitzvah, certainly the Torah means to do all of them. To do all of them, it doesn't mean either or. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that according to Rabbi Yonasan, when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, if somebody said they should do two things, I'm going to give you a table and a chair, doesn't mean either or. I have to give you a table and a chair. In fact, there's a very interesting Tshuvas HaRashba, where a father, before he passed away, told his son, I don't want you to make any business investments unless you consult with Shimon and Levi. And then the father passed away, and Shimon passed away. So now the question is, what can he do any business? Because he doesn't have any, Shimon is not here for him to consult with. So the Rashba wants to suggest that when the father said Shimon and Levi, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan, it means Shimon or Levi, and therefore since Levi's still here, he could just consult with Levi. However, most Paiskim disagree with the Rashba, as we said. Even Rabbi Yonasan agrees. When he said two people, he meant both, and therefore the halacha would be that he would not be allowed to do any business. But the Ramah Paskins, that the father meant that you have to consult Shimon and Levi as long as Shimon and Levi are both here. Otherwise, you cannot, but if only one is here, you only need to consult one. According to Rabbi Yishya, why does the Torah have to say B'shatnes Yachtov? If according to Rabbi Yishya, it always means both together. So Tosfos answers to teach us that the Pishtun and Tzemer have to be connected with two loops, otherwise with two stitches, otherwise it wouldn't be Shatnes. And that's why the Torah has to, according to Rabbi Yishya, write the word Yachdov. Similarly, the reason the Torah has to write the word Yachdov by Klayim, Kala Behema, according to Rabbi Yishya, it always means two together. So Taisha says, because according to Rabbi Yishya, come to teach us, only if you put them together in one plow are you chayiv for Kala Behema. According to Rabbi Yonasan, that the Pasuk of Ruvah just said, Ki ish isha she kalas aviv es imay, means either or. Why does the Torah repeat aviv imay kilel? So the Gemara explains, that Rabbi Yonasan learns from here that the chiyuv of cursing a parent even applies after the parent is no longer alive. So the Gemara referred to the machlokes of Hanani and Rabbanim. Asked the Gemara, what is that machlokes? My Hanani, my Rabbanim, the Tanya. Oisres benoi noi v'kevis vein noi v'schara. That it only applies by the mother and her offspring, not by the father. As we learned in the previous paragraph, the concept of en choshin l'zera av. Hanani oim noi bein v'schara bein v'kevis. My Tama, the Rabbanim. What is the reason for the Rabbanim that say that it doesn't apply with the father and its offspring? The Tanya. But we could perhaps say differently. Chiyuv kan, the Torah says that there's a chiyuv by oisves benoy, and the Torah says a chiyuv ve'eim al abonim. The Torah says ki kari kan tzipul fenecha. If you find a nest, ve'eim revetzes al abonim with the mother over the eggs, over the young birds, ve'sika ve'eim al abonim. You can't take the mother and the children. Shaleich to shaleich is aim, the sabonim tikach loch. So chayiv kan, there's a din of oisus benoy, the chayiv be'em al abonim. Makish chayiv be'em al abonim, the aloch has been the kevus for loy b'zucharim, that it's only by females and not by the mother and not by the father. How do we in fact know that? So some Rishonim explained the way we know that is because only the mother hovers over the young eggs and chicks. Tysus explains the way we know it is because the Torah says, "Lesika chayim." What does the Torah end? Shaleich to shaleich as aim. Again, speaking about the aim. From there, we see that the din of shluch kain only applies by the mother, not by the father. So we'd say, "Ati shechay kain." So to by oisus benoi, it only applies when the kavus loy b'zacharin. Says the Maloy. Ima mat be aim al bonim, better mitzvah shluch kain. The halacha is that the din of shluch hakain only applies if you find such a nest, and not if you prepare such a nest. Time of oisves benoy, whereas by oisves benoy, shasu by mezumin kishen mezumin, makes no difference if it was prepared or not prepared. The halacha of oisves benoy applies. Tamalayma oisai, that's why the Torah says the word oisai, oisai v'loy shnayim. So we see that the halacha of oisves benoy only applies by one parent. But now says the Gemara, which parent is the parent that's going to apply by? Ach shechilek hakasev, that it only applies by one of the two parents. Chiv kan. So now says the Gemara, there's a din of oisves benoy, and there's a din of shiluach hakein emam abonim. Ma'at shechay be'em abonim, just like there. It applies in the kevus v'loy b'zacharim, by the mother. After shiiv kan, oisves benoy is when the kevus v'loy b'zacharim by the mother, not by the father. V'im nefshach loymer, and if you'll ask on this, so the Gemara gives another answer. Benoy, mish benoy karach achrof, only the child that follows the parent. Yot zocher she'en benoy karach achrof. The children follow the mother, not the father. Mayim nefshach loymer. What would be your question? The question would be, v'chitayma oisoi zocha mashma. Oisa means the male. So maybe that should be an indication that it's the father that there's a din of oisves benoi, not the mother. Harei oimer benoi. That's why the Torah uses the word benoi. Mish benoi karach achrov, the parent that the child follows, which is the mother. Yotze zocha, not the father. Shein benoi karach achrov. So from here we see, this is the basis for the opinion of the Chachamim, that the din of oisves benoi only applies by the mother, not by the father. Ulchananya. Chananya that says it applies both by the mother and the father. How does he come to that conclusion? Ksiv oisai, the mashma zocher. The ksiv benoi, which means the father, because it's loshen zocher. The ksiv benoi, misha benoi karach achrov. And it says the word benoi, which seems to be the mother. Therefore, hilkach noig bein b'zacharim, or bein b'kevis. It should, applies both by zacharim and b'nekevis. Tosfos asks, why does the Torah use the word oisoi and the word benoi? The Torah should have just used the word ben, and with saying the word ben, what means a father and a mother. Tosfos says that if the Torah would have just used the word ben, we would assume that it means the both parents. Only because the Torah says benoi doesn't mean the mother. Here, the Mefarshim and Mefarshim discuss
that we know the halacha is there's somebody, Rechman Tzlan, is sick, and we have to daven for them. When we daven for them, we mention the mother's name. Why the mother's name, not the father's name? So the number of explanations given by the Pesukim. One explanation, that some Sefer says, is because when we daven, we want to be as clear as possible in our tefillos, and that who someone's mother is, we're always sure. Who somebody's father is only based on Chazak of Roy Bielis Acher Habal, and therefore we mention the father's name. Another pshat, the Sefer Torah Lishma says, the men do more various than women, and therefore we mention the mother's name, who doesn't have the Aveira bit of Torah and is less likely to do Aveiras than the father, a person who's sick. We want to mention Schosim, not speak about people who perhaps bit Aveiras. But another explanation is based on our Gemara. We see that there's a greater connection between a mother and her son. Mish v'noi karach achrav is the mother. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, and the avdecha ben amosecha. Why does David HaMelech call himself Ani Avdcha ben Amosecha? He doesn't say Ani Avdcha ben Yishai, because he was more connected to his mother than to his father. And what he was saying in Tehillim is Ani Amen Eved, my whole behavior is as an Eved to Hashem, ben Amosecha. And you know why I have this behavior? Because I learned it from my mother. The last pshat that I saw, why we mentioned the mother's name, not the father's name, is connected to what we discussed at the end of the previous shiur. At the end of our previous shiur, we said that if somebody, Rechman Tzlan, is sick, Yediyat Tzara L'Rabim, he should publicize the people, Rabim Yivachshel of Rachman, people will daven with him. And then we said that's why Misha Beirach is made publicly in shul when somebody is sick. But what happens if someone's father is not a Jew and his mother is a Jew? That person is a full-fledged Jew. If his mother's not Jewish and his father's Jewish, he's not Jewish. So if we're going to have a situation where somebody's father's not Jewish and his mother's Jewish, he's called on his mother's name, like we find in Shas, Mori Bar Rachel. So now we'll have a person, one person, his mother is not Jewish, is Jewish, his father's not, and therefore he's mentioned on his mother's name. The other person, both of his parents are Jewish, and therefore he's mentioned on his father's name. It will be terribly embarrassing to the first individual. To avoid that embarrassment, everybody, when they're davened for, we mention the mother's name, and by mentioning the mother's name, there is no embarrassment, and we could publicly mention the name of all those people who aren't well, that we are mispalled that they should have a refuah shleimah.